I would like to welcome everyone for so kindly coming this evening for this glorious festival of Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra. One of the greatest, most precious treasures we have in our life is the time that we can spend pursuing the ultimate perfection. If we lose money, we can gain it back. But if we waste even a moment, we cannot buy that moment back for all the wealth in the universe. How we utilize our time is what we will achieve in the future. The Vishnu Purana declares that there is no greater tragedy in all of creation than wasting a moment in forgetfulness of Krishna. So we are very grateful to all of you for dedicating this very precious time of your lives to come here to hear and chant the glories of Lord Krishna. This Rath Yatra festival has been taking place since time immemorial in the holy dham of Jagannath Puri. Just 500 years ago, the Yugavatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, personally celebrated this Rath Yatra with his devotees. Because Lord Chaitanya saw that this festival was especially very significant, because it gave everyone without discrimination access to the mercy of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya wanted to break through all sectarian boundaries, to remove all restrictions and limitations from anyone to receive their rightful heir, which is the mercy of the Lord. Every living entity is part of Krishna. Aham bija pratapita. Krishna, it says in Gita that he is the father of all. Jivera swarupoi Krishna nitya das. We are all eternal servants of Krishna. The only true platform of equality is the spiritual. The soul beyond this body and mind is transcendental, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Our nature is to love Krishna and to know Krishna. The very seed of all suffering is forgetfulness of our relationship to Krishna. This ahankar or false ego identifies with temporary bodily designations. We are thinking we are of a particular nationality, race, caste, sex, religion, and therefore there is inevitable conflict with others who have different sense of designation. But Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach that there is one God, and the nature of every living being is to love that God. We could all be united in love if we simply realize this principle. In this age of Kali, the Yuga Dharma is the chanting of the holy names. Kali Kelar. In the age of Kali, Krishna descends in his name. Kaler Dosani De Rajan Astiheku Mahanguna Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Paramraja. In the age of Kali, which is an ocean of faults, there is one benediction. Simply chanting Krishna's name, one can attain the perfection of liberation. Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, gave the highest position of the Namacharya, the Acharya, to teach the world the chanting of the holy name to Sri Haridas Thakur. Although Haridas Thakur was, by social convention, an untouchable outcast. He was not even allowed to enter into the temple of Jagannath in Puri. Lord Chaitanya arranged a small kutir or hut for him not far from the temple. And every day the Lord would come out of the temple to see Haridas Thakur. Haridas was not allowed in the temple, so the Lord personally came out from the temple to see his devotee. This was a very, very powerful statement. Of all the great devotees, he made an untouchable, the Namacharya. Krishna explains in Gita, Chatur Varnamayastristam Guna Karma Vibhagasha, that according to one's qualities and according to the nature of one's activities, one is to be respected, not by one's birth. Love of Krishna is for everyone. The ecstasy and the joy of the spiritual world is everyone's right. So one day a year, Lord Jagannath comes out of his temple with Baladev Subhadra and rides on a beautiful chariot, giving everyone the darshan. It is the festival of universal love, a festival of unity and peace. How Lord Chaitanya celebrated with his devotees is very interesting to understand. Lord Chaitanya taught that the Jagannath Rath Yatra is the process of bringing Krishna back home into our hearts. By seeing the beautiful form of the Lord, by associating with the devotees of the Lord, by chanting and hearing the names and glories of the Lord, by taking the prasad of the Lord, we become purified. And in the purified state, we realize our eternal relationship with Krishna, beyond the inevitable sufferings of material existence. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, understood so intimately the heart of the Lord. He understood that Jagannath is the Lord of the universe, not just of a particular place in this world. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada traveled around the world 13 times teaching pure bhakti, inspiring people of all religions, of all castes, of all nationality, of all sexes, to perfect their lives by chanting the holy names. Srila Prabhupada left India in 1965 on a cargo ship. He only had 40 rupees, but he was such a great wealthy man because he carried in his heart compassion and love for Krishna and all living beings. At the age of 70, while crossing the Arabian Sea, he endured several heart attacks. When he arrived in New York City, he was alone with nothing and no one to help him. He was living in a ghetto called the Bowery. From day to day, he didn't even know where he was going to live in the most powerful, wealthy, influential city of the world, New York. But when he saw the people, he felt great compassion for them. Although they had so much material money, youth, strength, fame, they did not have Krishna. Therefore, their lives were being utterly wasted. Prabhupada lived such a humble life, trying to appeal to everyone he met. Please understand the great treasure of love that is within your heart that you have forgotten. From that small and simple beginning, Srila Prabhupada established the Yuga Dharma of Harinam Kirtan, established the pure teachings of Bhagavad Gita all over the world. And Srila Prabhupada was very interested to establish this supreme festival of universal love and peace, Ratha Yatra, all over the world. In 1967 was the first Ratha Yatra in the West in San Francisco. And in 1976, Prabhupada came back to New York City. The most important city in the most important street, Fifth Avenue, in the most important city, was exclusively closed down for Lord Jagannath to ride on his chariot. The New York police were like the Sevites of Jagannath, clearing the roads for the chariot to pass. Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the chariot of Subhadra Devi. What a great victory. From such a humble beginning to such a glorious, glorious victory. And today this Ratha Yatra is celebrated in practically every major city in the world by Srila Prabhupada's compassion. With great gratitude, we sit here in Pune today, remembering Srila Prabhupada's kindness upon us. The chanting of the holy names, the association of devotees, is the simple process by which we can all achieve the ultimate goal of our lives. Unconditional, unmotivated, loving service to Lord Krishna. That is the gift that Krishna gives every time he incarnates in this world. It is the essence of all the knowledge of the scriptures. It is the gift that all of our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada himself have come appealing to us to accept. The original home of all living beings is the kingdom of God. Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. The holy name has descended from Goloka Vrindavan, the supreme planet of the spiritual world. And by chanting the holy name sincerely, with humility, in a spirit of servant of the servant of the servant, the power of the name will bring our consciousness back to the eternal abode of Vrindavan. I thank you very much.